It's time for a check-in with Ekalaka Public Schools Superintendent, Mr. James Capte. We've got him on the line here. He's in the midst of the beginning of school, so I'm sure he's a busy man. How's it going, Mr. Capte?
You know, it's going awesome. We had, a busy week, but probably the best start of school we've been talking about. It's the best start of school ever.
Awesome.
And it's going to be the best school year ever.
Sweet.
So that's the only way we can look at it.
Right on.
Yes, we kicked off with students yesterday, and our student council helped plan the first day of school. And so we did those, the normal things where they got to come in and they got to see their classroom. But then we built a whole water adventure for them.
Uh-huh.
We did class games. We had possibly the biggest tarp you've ever seen in your life. And we had slip and slide kickball. The classes took class pitchers on the slip and slide, slipping and sliding. And so we had a dunk tank, and we had the National Guard was there. We really wanted to kick off the year on that note of, hey, it is going to be the best year ever, and we wanted kids excited and staff excited. And, yes, it was an amazing, awesome day, and I think everybody was tired by the end of it.
Well, right on. And so now that you have that first day with students back and out of the way, so what's the next big thing on your agenda there at old Ekalaka Public Schools?
Well, we kind of get just simple kind of roll into the next couple weeks, and then, our homecoming isn't until the end of September. We've got another Reading Under the Lights event coming up that our student council and teachers are working on planning that. So we've got, September will be a big month. We're actually having a band, a kickoff at our first home football game, so kind of college-esque, if you will, but we're going to have a band play and then have a big street dance afterwards. And so we just keep rolling. It's exciting about that. And but I do have to say, we had a board meeting on Monday, and I'm not going to say board meetings are usually the most exciting piece of anything, but this board meeting, we kind of went over our budget for the year and talked about a couple, about our bond as well. And so the first piece I just want to make sure our taxpayers know is our budgets, the Ekalaka Elementary budget went down by $6 million. So it just, in the simplest terms, anybody in that Ekalaka Elementary district, which is predominantly in a radius around the town, their taxes are all going down. Their tax bill is all going down.
Nice.
And nobody really complains about that too much. And then the high school district, which is the entire county, it went down by $2 million. So our budget is in a great spot. Our finances are in a good spot. But more importantly, our taxpayers are, getting, they're keeping more of their money as well. So that got us really excited to share that information. Is we thank everybody for what they're doing, but yeah, it's we're trying to manage our money as responsible as well too.
Nice. Well, maybe some folks could take that extra expendable income they may have being saved there and buy themselves a raffle ticket for the Monte Carlo. You got any of those left?
We've got a few. Our target date is October 1st to have that raffle, and we've sold a little over almost a half of them. And so we're getting those out there, and what a deal. You win an amazing classic car for $100. And we actually, we'll let it remain nameless for the moment, but we had a person come from Miles City that bought a ticket, and said, if I don't win the car, I want to know who wins it in case they want to sell it. So even if you're not interested in what would I do with this if I win it? We've got somebody that's willing to pay you that wants to buy it from you after you win it. So it's kind of there's no way to lose. Even if you don't win it, it's still helping the school, and it's a great cause and a great fun way to do that.
So yeah, head down there, buy yourself a raffle ticket. Again, $100 gets you a chance to get that car under your name, or maybe become a future car salesman yourself. And what else do you guys have going on? Anything else the folks need to know about here today?
Well, I got one other one, but I'll kick this back just because I know this will probably hit the radio before the Baker Fair. And the old Monte Carlo will be parked up there. And any of you that are cell phone savvy, just scan that QR code. You can take a look at it. It's going to be sitting there, and that'll really entice you to get a ticket. But that'll be up there in Baker this weekend. for the Baker Fair, so that'll give you a chance. But another big money thing for you, Blake. We talked about the bond that we passed to get a new roof and all of that stuff. And so in our conversations about that, we had the bond providing company had done all the estimating and that, and we figured for, you know, anybody that had a property that was over $100,000, it would be going to be about $12 a pop per year on them. And if they own $200,000 worth of taxable property, it's going to be $24 a year, and try to give people a really good understanding of what it would cost them dollar for dollar. But that's always an estimate, and so until those dollars, until we finalize and sign off on that bond and it goes out, we don't know exactly what that dollar, what the taxpayer is going to pay. We know, and we always estimate a little high. When we got that estimate back, it's when we got that actual locked in dollar back, it's it was another like a moment to just stand up and yell yeehaw kind of deal, because it was exciting. So, you know, it basically cut everybody's tax burden on that bond for the roof and the flooring and all of that by half. I mean, if it was $12, if you had $100,000, it dropped it to $5.33. If it was, if you were at that $200,000, it took you from $24 down to $10.
Dang.
If you were at the $300, it took you from $36 down to $16. So that's just it just amazingly, we're going to get this roof put in with even less burden on our taxpayers. And so we're just really, really excited about that. Really thankful that they passed that bond to give us the opportunity. But now it's kind of, even though we don't control it, it's a good way to say, well, God, thank you for passing it, because it's even less than we thought. Yeah, it's definitely been a good year. We're working on some new training for staff with some reading pieces and some aspects to just work on how we interact with students and different things. So just a lot of good things in another year, and we're excited for it.
Right on. Well, thanks for the update today, and I'm sure we'll be having another one here in not too long. It seems like the time's been flying, not only this summer, but now we're getting into the fall. So I imagine it's going to feel like tomorrow where we're talking again.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I appreciate it, Blake.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Capty.